Hello everyone, this is John Martin. I'm an international visionary intuitive healer and you're listening to my show on bbsradio.com. Yes, I follow my visions and today I'm going to share with you some of my stories. Some of the things happening in my life that make me believe more and more, day after day, following my path, following my visions. And I encourage each of you to do the same thing. Today, you're going to listen to Angel Shines, and for the first time, there will be no text on it, just the simple music. As you all know, this music came to me in New York, 2010, as I was sleeping in a storage, because I was asked to by my guides. I know this is strange, but this happened. And I would see angels and archangels flying all around me and singing at the same time. So I was able to record that song and followed by many others. You can buy my CD for those who want, going on my website, johnmartinhealer.com. Following this song, you will listen to a 40 minutes meditation that I recorded in Canada, in Saskatoon. This is an angelic guided meditation. I was inspired by guidances and I would just repeat the words that I was listening to, describing the visions that I would have. And this was a quite great experience. That way, 7 angelic healing meditations came to me, and I was able to record them, as well as people were in front of me listening to them and having visions, having feelings, having chills in front of me. That was a great experience for all of us. Well, today I wanted to share with you this meditation. This is number 4 meditation, the first one that came to me. You will be able also to buy those 7 meditations for $50 altogether, all 7. They really have a great impact both on our soul, spirit, and many other things all going on. You will find tools through them that you will be able to use and practice on your own by listening again and again to those meditations. Always follow your guidances. That's the message. Whatever happens, whatever comes. See, a phone ringing, and that's something amazing. But who cares? We'll listen to it after. Everything is a synchronicity, and that's how it works. As soon as you believe it, as soon as you go for it, things happen in your life, and they appear as miracles. They really appear as something coming out of the blue. Yeah, I know. I came in Canada following my visions, just coming for an event. And from there, well, other people proposed me other events. And now I have 4 events booked in Canada. Always follow your guidances. Always follow your guides. Always follow what you feel deeply in your heart. That's the real message. Okay, let's go for Angel Shines and then the angelic guided meditation. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Good morning, everyone. This is John Martin. I'm an international evolutionary intuitive healer. We're going to spend 40 minutes together. Some people might listen to this meditation live. Some others may listen to it on radio. Some others may just have downloaded and listen to it again and again. May all my thoughts be towards you, going towards you, helping you through your meditation, anywhere, anytime. Okay. I would like you to focus 1 inch below your belly button. You may touch it if needed, so it will help you. 1 inch below your belly button, visualize pure, calm crystal water. You may leave your eyes open. On top of that water, visualize a crystal ball. That crystal ball is floating on top of that water. Focus on that crystal ball. That crystal ball has a color. Which color is your crystal ball? It might be one color, might be several colors, might be stripes of colors, might be dotted colors, whatever comes. I would like you to focus on that crystal ball. That crystal ball is your soul. And the more you get connected to it, the more you are grounded, and the more you get access to other informations. That's the first step. Okay. Please leave your eyes open and I will help explain you why. When you go in meditation and you leave your eyes open, you're wide awake. You are here right now. And you feel other vibrations as well. If you close your eyes, it's like you're sleeping or going away somewhere, but not interacting as much as you should with this world. It's like you make a switch from one world to another one and say, okay, I'm going to meditate. And it's going to be different from life, right? What we want is to be able to get connected and to be connected always through life. And that's what we're doing. So focus on that crystal ball. Feel it. Might be warm. Might be changing energy. Might be moving energy in it. You have to feel it. Let go your mind. Yeah, you do. That's good. And then you slightly move towards your crystal ball. Yes. Let go your shoulders. Let go. Yes. Now you're going to feel that all the tensions in your body are just like getting into vapor. But as soon as they leave your body, you see them. Whatever color was inside, as soon as it gets out, it becomes white. Kind of dust particles, all white. And those kind of dust particles, they become lighter and lighter. And they rise. Lighter and lighter, and they rise. And they are so white. You're just healing yourself, and as well, you're creating energy. Because that energy is going to go back to the universe and being used for other ones. Isn't that great? Thank you for creating that much energy. But now, as you release all that energy, as you are connected and grounded, right, with your crystal ball, you're going to feel that energy from above you, coming towards you. For some of you who do meditation, you will feel it on your head, on the top of that head, kind of pressure getting in. Slightly moves inside of you and irrigates all your body. You might feel it like waves, slightly waves of energy. Some others, it's like more and more pressure on the top of your head. Well, if this happens, stay focused on that crystal ball and you release that chakra where it bumps into it. As you release it, then you feel that energy flowing through you, and there is not that much pressure where you felt that pressure. Yeah, you do. You feel that energy going inside of you and slightly moving inside. That's good. If you feel heat on your cheeks, well, that means that you're still on your head. So, if you already opened the first chakra up there, you still feel that energy not going through your head, so open the next chakra. Open your throat. Yes, let it go. Now you feel that energy flowing through you everywhere. I would like you to focus on those energies going through you. For each person is different. From one meditation to another one, it will be different. And the more you will listen to those meditations, the more you will get close to those vibrations and to those feelings. Okay. That's how it works. We feel a lot of things, and sometimes, for many reasons, we keep those vibrations of emotions somewhere in our body. But we stuck them there. And we keep them. You know, this is a guided meditation. And of course the words that come towards me, I hear them, that's why I tell them to you. And as well, you understood that you're also receiving a healing. I will be talking or not talking, you will be still being receiving that healing. Okay, now, if you feel some blockages, could be on your left, just below your ribs, that spot, whatever it is, could be one spot for one other, for one person, another place for another person, whatever. Doing this, that energies, those energies, as they come through you, they just light up things that they should be get released, right? That they should be released. So when you feel something that hurts in you, that bumping, could be a chakra or it could be just like some place, right? Well, as you visualize that energy going through you and going in fact inside right at that place where it hurts, visualize that whatever is inside gets released outside by opening it to the outside. And you visualize the same way. As dust particles getting out of your body, being white energy as soon as they get out of your body, becoming lighter and lighter, and you see, you perceive, you feel those kind of particles going upward, higher and higher, lighter and lighter, whiter and whiter, brighter and brighter. As you will perceive this, as well, you will perceive that that pain gets released. And it works. How is this possible? How just by listening to a voice, it works. And how does it work through time and space? Knowing that there are people that listen to this recording months after I've done it, I've created it. How could they still feel connected to it? Well, it's only a question of vibration. As soon as you get tuned to a certain vibration, things happen. There is no time, there is no space. It's only a question of vibration. You can send information through space, and thousands of years later, someone picks it up and get that message, right? Well, it's the same way. Your shoulders, you feel all that pressure on your shoulders getting away, just getting, being released. Yes, you feel that you can breathe more and more, and the air that comes inside of you is just cleaner and purer, and it becomes fresher and fresher. That pain in the solar plexus that you have, that blockage that you have on the solar plexus, just unfolds. Get released. And instead of that pain, you feel peace, you feel quiet. And it feels like, wow. Took me so much time, I wanted to just take it out of me. And just by opening myself to the universe, then it went and just disappeared. Okay, we've been working on blockages. So we've been also working on chakras, how to open them. Well, always stay focused on that crystal ball, which helps us to be grounded. Now, I would like you to focus on something that you want to get rid of. Might be a sickness, might be something like an injury, might be something that keeps you having to, I don't know, having to go to the restroom several times a day because there is something that you want to get rid of, but you just can't. Might be some kind of pain that you have for years and just want to get released. I would like you to focus on this. I would like to feel what the pain is. Feel that pain. Remember that pain. Now, I'm going to count up to three. At three, I'm going to snap in my fingers. And you're going to have a precise vision of when this happened for the first time and why. Yes, something has made this happen to you. And you're not going to get this from your mind, right? You're centered in your soul, in your crystal ball. Your soul gives you the answers, not your mind. We will be working on this later. Get grounded, centered on your crystal ball. Forget everything. We're just going to get a message as a movie going in front of you. For some of you, it might be they would be able to listen to something, some words. They would as well maybe able to perceive things like being touched or something happening, like someone holding that person or whatever. Might be something. There will be something coming. Think about that pain. Think about that pain. Feel it. And you want to find why and when it came for the first time. I'm going to count up to three. At three, you will have a precise vision of it. One, two, three. Now, That vision comes to you. It's clear and it's clear. Now you perceive why. No matter if you have emotions that come, well, let them come. And feel that those emotions just get released and get away. If you need to cry, cry. Okay, now, we're going to erase that souvenir. We're going to erase all that thing. You just got linked to where it all began. You know it. And that's great, because you are connected to it. And now we are able to release it. The same way you have done it before. So visualize, as you are staying and grounded on your crystal ball, visualize that pain, those emotions, those blockages, they get released out of you. They get transformed into white divine energy as soon as they get out of you. And they get out of you. They are getting lighter and lighter. Yes. As they are leaving you, as they are getting out of you, you feel that energy that flows through you, that white energy that flows through you, that you still feel since the beginning of that session. And that energy finishes to clean up everything inside. It's white energy, and it diffuses. It gets everywhere in, and especially where you need it, right? And it just unblocks everything. It just releases everything. Wow. You feel it. It finishes cleaning everything. And you perceive that those emotions that were there before, they are not anymore. They just left. Joy replaced tears. And I know it because I feel it. I see it on your face. Either if you are in front of me or either if you're listening to this in 6 months, I see those people. I have those images. And that's huge. It's not only one person. It's many people at the same time. Many injuries at the same time getting released. And as well, so much energy being transformed. So you're creating back energy again. Creating that energy to be used again for others, therapists. Other people that will call that energy to come towards them. You know, within the next 10, 15 years, there would be so many great inventions that would be coming. People, it's like quantum leaps of inventions. And those kinds of inventions would be part of it. Intuitive inventions. I'm helping you, for you to be releasing those things, right? But as well, you don't even know it yet, but you're learning how to be able to heal yourself. And some of you then will pursue and learn how to be able to do it and heal others. You know, you may read many books, hundreds of books, may have a great knowledge, but the only thing that counts is what you feel, what you can experience. I always give this example. When you've got that 7 years old girl in front of you and never had any ice cream in her life, and she wants to know what it tastes like, vanilla ice cream. Well, you can get her any books you want. You can show her any pictures you want. You can bring any people you want to tell her about it. You can even teach her the formulas or how to make it. Well, can explain the flavor of vanilla. Explain how it blooms, how the flowers come, and how is it picked up, and whatever. It only takes half of a second for that girl to grab that spoon, put it in her mouth, and have that taste for all her life long. She would know what's vanilla ice cream. It's the same thing as healing. As soon as you perceive it, as soon as you feel it inside of you, You got it. It's like bicycle. As soon as you've done it once, well, you know how to do it. Just need to go on again. And it works. Isn't that amazing? The only limits that exist are the limit that we fix to be existing. Believe that you can act. Believe that you can heal. Feel it. Get guided. Perceive it and do it. And of course, there is another thing to work on, is confidence. So that's what we're going to do now. Confidence in yourself. Confidence in your gifts. Confidence in your intuitions. I know it talks for some of you. Yes, it does. Okay. Now, feel that energy that comes through you. Feel that energy that comes towards your crystal ball floating on that water, 1 inch below your belly button. That color, by the way, of that crystal ball has changed. Which color is it now? Have this in mind. Perceive it. Perceive the color of that crystal ball. It has changed color since we've been working on it. And now, we are going to make it change again. You're going to visualize that that crystal ball is getting whiter and whiter, lighter and lighter. And it's going to shine more and more. Feel it. See that vibration which is changing. Not only the color, but the vibration itself. It's becoming clearer and clearer and lighter and lighter. I want you to visualize that you are in this crystal ball. Surrounded by this crystal ball. Everywhere inside is white. You feel that crystal ball around you. It's like a shield that protects you. And that shield is shining with white divine energy. And there is that energy that comes towards it. That makes it shine more and more. As you do this, visualize that that energy is as well acting inside of you, everywhere in you. Feel your cells changing. Feel your cells getting stronger and stronger. Feel yourself getting more and more confidence. Feel peace coming towards you. Feel joy coming towards you. Feel that vibration of joy coming towards you. That's what you needed. Now you realize how important it was to have your eyes open. You want to realize that it's true, that it's in your daily life, and you can be like this all day long. Having this great vibration with you on your daily life. I know that some people will listen to this on their way to go to work in the morning, healing themselves, increasing their gifts and their abilities, gaining in confidence, all this in 1 hour, and only this in 40 minutes. Isn't that wow, amazing? And by the way, you're creating more and more energy. You release more and more energy. You may feel other blockages just disappearing. It might be something next to your foot or whatever, a pain that was just there for an injury for so many years or whatever, just got released. Might be a thick neck and just feel just like so much more comfortable. Something is happening. Not only today, but the next following days also. Feel in your chest, it's getting wider and wider, getting more and more open. Now, we're going to do something else, something added to it. We're going to increase your level of vibration. So, I would like you to stay focused on that crystal ball, which is white, not right now, of course, and it's shining. It's like a star, just shining, white divine energy, pure divine energy. And that energy from above, that divine energy which is coming towards you, we're just going to increase the vibration level, just changing, like tuning to another radio station, higher and higher, right? To a higher vibration level. So I visualize like a button that I create, and I just turn that button slightly, and slowly you will be able to do it on your own too. I slightly turn that button to a higher vibration level, which is specific for each person, right? Each person has to reach a certain higher vibration, no matter the vibration that you're working with now, that your body works with now, we're just rising it up to another stage, to another vibration level. As you do this, you perceive that there is more, like something brighter that gets out of you, right? Even brighter. And now, we're just going to create another button, and this button will be the intensity of that energy coming. And we slightly increase it. You feel that the flow of energy is going to become faster and faster, and as well, more dense. The density is increasing, right? You may feel chills. Might be coming on your head, might be on your hands, might be on your arms, might be on your legs, might be until your toes, right? Feel it. And now, you're going to experience something new. You're going to experience a change in temperature. The temperature in your room is going to low down. You feel that the temperature is dropping? You feel that the temperature is dropping? I know that. What about now? It's even worse. The temperature is dropping. And you feel more and more energy. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? You might be sitting in your car, you might be at the other side of the world, and it works. Several people feel it at the same time. You experienced it? Please. Write something on my Facebook page. about it. Add to the other one's testimonials. And I tell you why. So go on my Facebook page, John Watting Healer, and write something there about what you experienced. And why should you do this? Well, first of all, it's going to help others to come to listen to it. And that's good for me, honestly. But then there is something else. It will help others like you and like other ones to believe in their gifts, to believe in their intuitions. And that's even more important. You perceive something. And the first thing that you think is, am I crazy? Did I dream about it? No, you didn't dream about it. No, you're not crazy. You just experienced something new, which is part of you. And this part of you wants to express itself. You know, you feel that you are intuitive. You know, you feel that you are gifted. But what so far holds you back? Fears. Fears that struggle you, that create so much pressure in your heart, saying, well, am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to go for this? Of course you're ready. Of course it's time. It's called synchronicity. If you were not ready, you would not have listened to this, right? Whatever comes towards you, it's because you're ready for it. The more you are aware of it, the more it works. Why did you choose to listen to this meditation, guided meditation, and not to another one? Each meditation is different. Do you choose to listen to that one? It's for a certain purpose. And you have to know it. The more we are aware of who we are, the more we are connected to our soul, which is that crystal ball, the more you are grounded, and the more you get access to other things. And as you're connected to your soul, you can't have fears anymore. Your soul doesn't know fears. It only knows the path that you have to go on. Your mind is there only to tell you the next, whatever, bus station, stop, whatever. Or if you need to have an answer, what's 2 + 3? Ask your mind for those things. And feel that connection from your mind to your soul. Your mind has to work for your soul. You want to know where to go? Ask your soul. You want to know how to get there? Ask your mind. It's totally different. Well, now, are you right on the way? Or should you take more left or more right on your path, whatever path it is? Ask your heart. Is your heart happy of what you're doing right now? Do you feel joy and happiness? If right now you don't feel joy and happiness, just stop listening to this right away. But if you feel joy and happiness, keep doing what you're doing. Your heart is like your GPS in life. It feels warm, feels good, keep doing it. You're right on tracks. If it feels like struggling and pain, you're not on track. Well, what about if your mind tells you, well, doing this, you're earning a lot of money, you should do this. But sometimes your heart says, and it's painful, I should not go for this. What are you going to do? Are you going to listen to your mind? Are you going to listen to your heart? Maybe in the short-term period, you will earn a lot of money, right? But maybe too much pressure, or maybe less joy. What about if sadness comes? So your level of vibration will low down? See what I mean? Doing this, you're going to be weaker and weaker, your soul is going to be sad. And that's how we manifest sicknesses, illnesses. But on the other side, if you listen to your heart, if you get guided from the soul, there will be synchronicities happening towards you, which you don't even know why. Maybe whatever, someone inviting you for something. Maybe informations that come towards you and you feel you should do this or talk to that person. One step at a time. You know, miracles, they always happen in daily life. And they don't happen to someone that's very, very far away from us. It happens every day towards us. We just don't open our heart hard enough to be able to see it. But as soon as you do, you gain confidence in your gifts. You gain confidence in yourself. And it works. See? During this meditation, I've been talking and giving you many things, many tools. And as well, the healing was going on. And I know you can feel it since the first beginning of that healing, since the first beginning of that meditation. We just could be not talking, and it will be going on and going on. And by the way, let's try that. For the next 10-15 seconds, let's just not talk, and let's just feel that healing going on through us. In only 10-15 seconds of this kind of meditation, it's like you're traveling for hours. You just get connected to some other places. Time and space are totally different when we reach that level of vibration. For some people, take 2 clocks and you keep one clock with you and you put the other clock in another room. And of course, before you have said those 2 times at the right precious time, if you meditate to a certain vibration, the clocks, 1 hour later, they won't show the same timing. You're creating such great higher vibrations that you modify time and space. That's huge. And that works. We've been working with a certain type of vibration. You have to imagine that it's like a radio station. You can tune it to any vibration you want. You can release any sicknesses. Because you get tuned to that kind of vibration. Well, right now, I'm recording this in 2013. I tell you that within 10 years, there will be many inventions that would be invented by sending vibrations to people, and those people will get healed. Just like this. I know it, because I've been traveling through time and space in order to come and get back and bring back those inventions. You will see that. And that's quite amazing. Imagine if 30 years ago I would have told you that there would be devices that will allow you to do many things on it and as well to call to other people at the other end of the planet. Imagine if I told you or explained you what would be the, just like Facebook became being able to get connected instantaneously to any people on Earth and send them messages, pictures, videos, sharing whatever you want. How many people would have believed it? How many people would only have put a penny on that kind of project? Well, I wish you have a great day today. I wish you keep that vibration with you all day long. And by doing this, I will be counting up to three, and at three, that vibration will be just keeping on and on and on with you all day long. 1, 2, 3. Keep that vibration with you. Enjoy it. And see what happens towards you during that day and the following days. Please come and visit my website, johnmartinhealer.com. Talk to you soon. See you soon. Bye-bye.